This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, I must confess, I am a big Madonna fan. I saw her perform at the MCG. I absolutely loved it. She's also the biggest selling female recording artist of all time and has started her celebration tour. It's the first time she's toured since 2019. And the tour is attracting all sorts of commentary, including some pretty nasty stuff. Now, is it because she's a 65-year-old woman on stage?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Good afternoon, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
You've got to admire Madonna. She's not letting age stop her.
No, and I think it's interesting because for so many years, her career has been defined about disrupting conventions. Most of them have had to do with sexuality, but also what women can achieve in the music business and, you know, not only being talent, but also producing content. She's been quite instrumental in a lot of, you know, paving the way for other artists. Now she seems to be doing as related to aging. And just like throughout her career where people have kind of subtly or not so subtly said she should put more clothes on if she wants to be respected, the same things are being said to her now that she's 65, as though there's something lacking in, insert the word decorum, about being sexual and being 65.
I mean, I remember when Like a Virgin was released, I thought this is the most amazing track, but the controversy was just outrageous.
Oh, and the Pope being called upon to make a statement with, you know, I mean, it's quite ridiculous. You laugh at it now, considering the kind of music that, you know, has been released in the years since. But those songs, you know, we only get a song like WAP and all those kind of songs because Madonna paved the way, and they don't seem so controversial now because of the performances and the sort of battles that Madonna fought previously. And it seems like whether or not or how to do aging seems to be the next thing, as though there's this sort of why isn't she doing it gracefully, as though she's ever done anything gracefully, or even that graceful is necessarily something she or anyone should aspire to.
I wonder what it says about the people, though. I mean, there's nothing wrong with an older woman performing. She can still do it. She's doing a great job. I've seen some of the footage of the concerts and it looks absolutely amazing. What motivates them to try and shame her? What's in it for them?
Look, I think there has been shaming of her throughout her career. So there'll be some people who simply find her objectionable. Now, be that because she's kind of an in-your-face character and therefore they take offence to that. There'll be people who simply don't like their music. I think there's also a really strong misogynist streak. There are people who don't like seeing women succeed. And just as there are online trolls who harass Taylor Swift or Beyonce or any other woman who's made a really strong success, they're doing that with Madonna. They're using age as a way to kind of shame her into silence. And I think it's a sort of grand scale example of what happens, particularly online, to women, where sort of a small number of people, but nonetheless vocal, try and bully women out of public spaces and use different types of tactics, generally based on appearance or threats of violence.
When ABBA released their latest album a couple of years ago, I got into a bit of a scuffle with a presenter, he who's no longer here, and they said, oh.
So you won?
No, they didn't leave because of me. But they said, oh, they sound like old people singing. And I said, well, they are old people singing. And what's wrong with that? People age, but they're still singing. I mean, you're not.
If you listen to Elton John, his voice does not sound the same as it did when he started his career. He can't hit the same octaves. He's spoken about that. People will still throw money at him to hear him perform. And it's the same with Madonna. You are not getting the same person that was performing 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, because we all age. If the audience still wants to listen to them, if they still want to listen to the Rolling Stones, and I think this is a interesting double standard when we talk about the Rolling Stones, who are older than Madonna, we don't hear the same criticism of them as that they should go away and age gracefully in private.
So it's only the women.
Well, I think, again, there's not a lot of Madonna-like examples that we can kind of point to, but you don't hear that, you know, Mick Jagger's styling is still sexual. It's not the same sexual as Madonna, but there's still a sexual nature to his performances. And yet there's not that same go away and retire angle that you see in the criticism that's leveled against Madonna.
I mean, I remember being at high school, you know, Madonna was releasing her hits and there was something, I mean, I loved the music for a start, but there was something about her "I don't care what you think" attitude that I really admired, and I thought, wow, I would love to be like that. Of course, I didn't have the confidence to, but I thought, what a great role model for people and for women.
And yet, flash forward all these years, she's still doing that. Still not allowing people to say that her performances are somehow less than because she's doing it at 65. And I think that's a really interesting statement. I know my mum recently had said to me, "Oh, did you see the latest picture of Madonna? She looks unrecognizable." And I said, "Yeah, but we're all not the same of how we looked 20 years ago." And equally, she's always been at the forefront of reinventing her image. And sure, she's had different kinds of cosmetic procedures. That's undeniable. And yet that's a whole other conversation about the things that women have to or are expected to do in an environment that is constantly judging you for your appearance. And that lack of, you know, supposed unrecognizability. I mean, this is one of my strongest annoyances is when newspapers run articles about celebrities who have, you know, like all of us, gotten older and say things like such and such is unrecognizable at 65. Well, no, they're not. They just don't look the same because no one can. There's no pause button. We don't get to pick the age we looked hottest and keep ourselves there. It's unrealistic.
I suppose in some ways, I just mentioned ABBA. They did that with the avatars though, didn't they?
They did with the holograms.
They took themselves back. So maybe that's a way of avoiding the criticism of the likes of what Madonna is receiving.
And isn't this interesting, though, in a world where we're also talking about AI and this idea of protecting people's images and not actually just becoming really used to computer-generated ones, she's bothering at 65 to do all of that training to put her body through routines that I certainly couldn't do, that most people half her age couldn't do, showing us all up, and yet people have the temerity to say somehow that she should push it away, whatever that means, as though somehow she's over it. The audience, I mean, this is capitalism. The audience decides whether they're over her, and clearly they're not, else they wouldn't be paying to buy tickets to see her over and over and over again.
Thousands of people are going.
Yeah, she hasn't done a tour in Australia in a bazillion years, isn't it? It's quite a long time.
Yeah, it's a shame this one's not coming here, actually.
And yet she could sell out as many nights as she performed in Australia, she'd be able to sell out. She was coming here and then got injured, I think, was the story. But she's able at 65 to sell out concert venues around the world. That is something, that's a massive achievement.
Oh, I agree. Lauren, I think the expectations of us is we just go home, put our slippers and dressing gown on and hibernate. And that's what we need to do as we get older.
Look, you and I aren't opposed to that. But some people want to fight that, and we'll be able to watch them on our televisions with our slippers on.
And we won't criticise them either, Lauren.
And we won't. We will look at them and admire what they have been able to do, because that idea of bouncing back after, I mean, her whole career has been physically arduous on her body. That ability to bounce back is a massive achievement.
Absolutely. Lauren Rosewarne, great to chat with you again. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you, Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.